At 6:06, it is clear, 71 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 97 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. American Airlines mechanics in Tulsa will be voting soon on a new contract offer from the bankrupt airline. Marshall Stewart this morning has our story.
The bargaining units for the mechanics and maintenance groups have agreed to send this latest agreement to membership for a vote. Transport workers union negotiators have been meeting with company officials trying to work out a deal after a bankruptcy judge gave them more time. The tentative agreements include a 3% raise for mechanics and a 3.5% raise for other workers. The deals are tentative until union members vote on them. The two groups have already turned down what the company called its last best offer. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Now in a related story this morning, talks continue about how best to fund airport and aerospace infrastructure improvements in the Tulsa area. County Commission Chair John Smoligo says there's general agreement that updates are needed, but no consensus yet on how to fund them. And he says time is running out to make a decision.
There is a timeline. I don't know what the exact last day is, but I would imagine that if something is going to move forward on the November ballot, it would have to be taken up by this board sometime in the very early parts of August.
Smoligo proposes renewing the existing Vision 2025 program. Others have suggested an additional countywide tax or a combination of funding options. Well, after several attempts to sell the building, the old Tulsa Club at 5th and Cincinnati will be auctioned off at a sheriff's sale. The city has tried to get the out-of-state owner to bring the historic building up to code, but those attempts have failed. The owner owes the city nearly $500,000 in fines and interest. The sale will be held at the end of August. We could be facing a new shortage, not of gasoline, but of gasoline cans. The largest manufacturer of those plastic red gas containers is Miami, Oklahoma-based Blitz USA. The company is closing its doors because it can no longer afford product liability insurance.
Insurance kicks in at $5 million, $10 million, $20 million.
That is product liability attorney Nate Cade. Consumers have accused the company of making faulty cans that can explode when used to pour gasoline onto a burning fire, even though the cans have a warning on them not to do that. Blitz is facing 42 lawsuits. A federal judge has ordered the United Kitewa Band of the Cherokees to cease operations of its gaming facility July 30th unless it obtains a federal trust status for the land in Tahlequah where it operates the casino. Now, yesterday's order from U.S. District Judge Ronald White lifted a temporary injunction that barred the state from enforcing gaming law violations at the facility. The casino opened back in 1986 before the federal government determined whether the facility was on Native American land. Emergency medical providers will have an opportunity to see the latest technology in their field this week at the Oklahoma EMT Association's annual conference underway in Tulsa. IMSA's Chris Stevens says there will be plenty of classes for professional development.
Different topics, everything from rescue to snake bites to, you know, how to treat burns and pediatric emergencies. Lots and lots of education. Education is really the focus.
Non-professionals are also welcome to attend. The conference is at the Renaissance Hotel in South Tulsa, and it runs through Friday. Our weather forecast and ozone alert for today, otherwise sunny and hot, from a high of 97. Fair tonight, 71 for a low, and tomorrow hot with a high of 98. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now at 610, it is clear and 71. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.